Beliefs in Islam. Surah 2, 177, there are five major points to this, speaks of the basic beliefs of Muslims, which is quoted often. Number one, Allah, which is the fundamental to Islam, is belief in God. Muslims believe that He is the one, the sole creator and the preserver, the merciful and compassionate. And that's why you would often hear the Muezzin say, La ilaha illallah wa Muhammadun Rasulullah. There is no God but one God, and Muhammad is the prophet of God. So number one is Allah. Number two is the angels are God's servants. They are the mediators of His messenger, of His message. And the most prominent one to them is the Holy Spirit. They call Him an angel, and His name is Gabriel. Okay? Messengers, Muslims acknowledge that God speaks to humans through prophets and apostles. And you can look at this through Surah 33, verses 40. And 28 of their prophets are taken straight out of both the Old and the New Testament. I'll just highlight some of them for you. We talked about Abraham, but there's Adam, Noah, Moses, Dawood or David, John the Baptizer, Jesus, and Mary. However, according to their teaching, Muhammad is the last of the prophets. In the Quran, they do acknowledge that Jesus was born through the Virgin Mary, is sinless, a servant of God, a prophet and apostle, the Messiah, the Word of God, and the Spirit of God. He has mighty power to heal, yet He is never more than human. He's not the Son of God. And the problem is, and I don't know how they try, I've never talked to a scholar, Muslim scholar, that can give me a pure answer, since they teach that she was a virgin and He was conceived that way. But the problem that Jesus is the Son of God is, how could God have a sexual relationship with Mary? And yet they believe in the virgin birth. It doesn't make sense to me. The fourth point. So number one is Allah. Number two is angels. Number three is the messengers. Number four is the scripture. According to the Quran, just as Muhammad received the Quran, so Moses received the Torah or the Torah, Dawood or David, the Zabur or the Psalms, and Jesus received the Injil or the Gospel. Okay? They don't say that Jesus is the gospel. They say that He received the gospel. Even though the Quran does acknowledge other scriptures of both the Old and the New Testament as the Word of God, yet they say, assume that the previous scripture has been corrupted or abrogated, and therefore they are no longer trustworthy. Only the Quran suffices for all people. Now, how many of you guys know what happened in 1948 in my country? 47, 48. Not the state of Israel becoming a state on May 14th. What happened in Israel in 1947, 1948? One of the greatest finds in the whole universe. Dead Sea Scrolls, right? And those were buried for almost 2,000 years, right? By the Essene. In those scrolls, which was over 64,000 pieces of information, every word in our Old Testament agrees with what they found. As a matter of fact, which I was privileged to look at, I couldn't hold it because it was behind closed door, glass, is the scroll of Isaiah, 8 meters, 24 feet, 66 chapters. And you compare it with our Bible, every letter, every mark, every statement is identical. To say that it's abrogated or misled or something is not a true statement. And how the Muslim kind of think of it, they think in this terminology, the Old Testament is elementary school, junior high. They think of the Injil is the high school. And then the Quran is the college. That's the final point. So the Quran is the finale in all of these things. Brother Peter, how long do I go? Another 20 minutes? Oh, good. Hey, love it. Thank you. All right. And finally, the last day of the resurrection and judgment. The Quran teaches of the last day, and therefore they are encouraged to live a good life because God will keep records of good and the bad in our life, and that is how we will be judged at the resurrection and judgment. Some Muslims do believe in absolute predestination, and this is emphasized in the hadith. Let me just say this much also. There was an interview with Cassius Clay or Muhammad Ali, and I don't know, and you can look it up. It was in the... what was the name of the journal that it was in? Just a small... name some of the journals. I can't even think of it. I might come into my point. At any rate, they ask Muhammad Ali, do you think you're going to go to heaven? And he said this, inshallah. You know what that means in Arabic? If God wills. And this is, he goes on to say, I have done a lot of good things, and I'm hoping that it will cover all the bad things. Did you hear what I just said? He has done a lot of good things, and he's hoping it's going to cover all of the bad things. And this is the scale, okay? How do you know? Is there any hope? You're always in limbo, correct? And I talked to some of the Lutheran brothers and sisters, and I say, you're going to heaven. And here's the response. I hope so. Are you kidding me? What's wrong with you? What did Jesus say in John 11? I am the resurrection and the life. He who believed in me, though he die, yet shall he live. He doesn't say he might live. He doesn't say perhaps he will live. He doesn't say if you do so many things, possibly you will live. No, he says you will live. We have the hope of the resurrection. We have the certainty. If my heart conks out right now, I know I will see Jesus regardless. Have I done bad things? Oh, gosh. Ask my wife. She will tell you. Let me show you this scene. Walk with me to the corridors of heaven, will you? Here is the bench. God the Father is there with his robe as the eternal judge. Right here is the accuser, the devil. And he steps up to God, and he says, God, you have said that the man who sins will die. And so he starts going to this filing cabinet, and it's six drawers deep. He opens one after the other. He goes to the second, to the third, to the fourth. And he says, here is all Nabil's sins. And he goes up to God and he says, you are a just God. You must damn him to death. And at that moment, I want to run and hide, but there is no place to hide. And just as the gavel is about to come down to condemn, there walks a man bloodied on his hand and feet. And he said, may I approach the bench? Father, I paid for all of Nabil's sins. And you open them up again, and there's nothing in that file. The only thing that you will find, it says forgiven. Now that is hope. Don't ever lose that. They don't know. Hopefully, they do that.